Here we are back with Radio DMG Pocket Edition. I am your host, of course, Philip Wesley, and we're on to the second part of this broadcast for September 1st, 2010. Now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the new rumor or so that came out of Gamescom. You see, Gamescom is a convention up in Europe, and apparently, according to Eurogamer or The Examiner or some other tabloids, there was a prototype for the new PlayStation Portable 2 over there. What can I say? We've had so many of these different rumors and such. It's just more or less, let's just throw one more onto the pile. Now, the thing with this prototype, though, is that they're saying that it has a touch-sensitive bottom, which is a feature that Larry Sinclair says Barack Obama has, too. And just like Obama, this is an empty story with no substance other than hot air. No sources, no pictures. I'll believe it when I see it. It's like, I guess I have to be a little skeptical because every week, pretty much, there is a brand new PlayStation Portable 2 rumor. Sony needs to handle things with their original PlayStation Portable. I mean, like for example, here in the United States, I can download Final Fantasy 1 and 2, the PlayStation Portable versions of them, with, well, you know, touch controls or whatnot, on the iPhone and the iPod Touch. But I cannot get them off of PlayStation Network. The big excuse that Sony says is, hey, Square Enix, they have to go ahead and put these out. They have to give an okay. Now, is that really it? Because quite frankly, Square Enix in Japan has gotten Xenogears. They have Parasite Eve 1 and 2 coming out before Parasite Eve 3rd Birthday. They have quite a bit of stuff out there. Whereas here in America, we don't. It's kind of the same problem that Nintendo of America has when it comes to Virtual Console. It's ridiculous, and it's one of the reasons why I'm glad that the Nintendo 3DS has DS and DSi compatibility out of the box. I can take my old cartridges, my old game pack cards, DS game cards. I can take all of those, doesn't matter which one they are, unless they're the ones like, Guitar Hero and the little web browser, Easy Piano. The ones that had to use the Game Boy Advance slot for something. But other than that, everything should work perfectly fine on the 3DS when that comes out either later this year or early next year. We'll find out on September 29th when that is. We'll hear some more hints to it on September 19th. However, let's go into something that happened really quickly about the price for the Nintendo 3DS. Now, a lot of people were speculating that the Nintendo 3DS is going to be about $250 or $300, something ridiculously outrageous like that. Now, Nintendo recently dropped the price of the Nintendo DSi and the Nintendo DSi XL by about $20 each, which puts the Nintendo DSi XL at the price that the DSi was previously, which, let me bring up my notes. Anyways, they made them cheaper. The DSi is about like $150. The DSi XL is about $170. I don't expect the Nintendo 3DS to launch over $200, especially not with some of the other stuff that's coming out, like what just recently was announced at the Apple conference this morning. And I'm going to go ahead and get into that Apple conference in the last part of this episode. So hold on tight, we're coming up to a bit of a break, and there's our music.